Chromosomes. Little strands of nucleic acids and proteins are the fundamental genetic instructions that tell us who we are at birth. Most people are born with 46 chromosomes, but each year in the United States, about 6,000 people are born with an extra chromosome, making them a person with Down syndrome. If you've ever encountered someone with Down syndrome, you know that they are some of the kindest, most joyful people you will ever meet. They truly have something extra. My name is Lisa Nichols, and I have spent the last 24 years as both the CEO of Technology Partners and as the mother to Allie. Allie has something extra in every sense of the word. I have been blessed to be by her side as she impacts everyone she meets. Through these two important roles as CEO and mother to Allie, I have witnessed countless life lessons that have fundamentally changed the way I look at the world. While you may not have an extra chromosome, every leader has something extra that defines who you are. Join me as I explore the something extra in leaders from all walks of life and discover how that difference in each of them has made a difference in their companies, their families, their communities, and in themselves. It's a privilege today to welcome Linda Haberstroh to the show. Linda is the president of Phoenix Textile Corporation. Linda, I am so excited to have you on the show today. You and I have only known each other for about a year, but it was kind of an instantaneous connection when we met.
Well, thank you so much, Lisa. It's a delight to be here today.
Well, let's go on. There's so much I want to talk about today. We've got a lot to talk about, so I want to jump on in. Can you talk to us just a little bit about growing up?
You know, I grew up here in St. Louis, and we recently were just together at Athena Luncheon.
Yes, we were.
And I got to share the story about my mom, who, of course, is the founder of our company, but grew up here in St. Louis with my mom. She was a single mom. I have two little sisters, and she had grown up in Atlanta, but had come here to St. Louis and ended up, after her divorce being here, I was six, and my baby sisters were one and two. Her daddy wanted her to come back home to Atlanta,
right.
But she wanted to stay here. And it really was the first time that she was able to say, Lord, I'm going to take this opportunity. I know that you're going to be with me through this. And she has a great story about that whole around that whole beginning of her journey
right. At
that point. So I grew up here in St. Louis with lots and lots of trips home to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm, I bet. Well, you know, I think about your mom, and I think she founded Phoenix Textiles in 1983.
That's right.
And really, it's not like she had a lot of experience or background in this. I think about your mom, and I think she had a lot of courage and a lot of bravery, didn't she?
Oh, my goodness.
So she founded Phoenix Textile Corporation, which you are the president of today. But what I want to talk about a little bit, Linda, if you don't mind, I know that it was not easy for her when she started the company. And you talk about, I think you had even told me the first time we met, how your mom had to go to all these textile mills in New York and she kept going.
Absolutely. In fact, when she was considering starting the company, she had been working in the industry for about 15 years. And when she started, you're right, she was a single mom with three little kids, ended up, she was about to lose her home. And so she went to the bank that had the mortgage on her home and ended up getting a job opening accounts there through a wonderful series of God incidences, was able to make a connection with the textile industry. And that's where she found her great love of selling. She is just such a gifted
saleswoman.
Loves to connect with people, hears that need. She has only ever represented, you know, our product that she believes in so deeply and just loves to make those connections. It shows and shines through, mm-hmm. you know, and all of those
she's
conversations.
She's probably still a good salesperson.
Oh,
she's in her 80s.
It's so scary. It's so scary when you're her daughter because you know after you've said that third yes, you're in.
Right.
And I warn others. That's funny as well. But
that's funny.
But when she had this opportunity, the owner of her former company was tragically killed in a car accident. She had other opportunities to go to a competition, but had the wonderful experience of her partner, Arhel Dean, that she had met through the investment club at Mark Twain State Bank, which just goes to show those early jobs, those early connections, just nurturing those,
it's important.
Continuing to give back at every step of the way to be able to nurture all of those connections. Mm-hmm. But she had stayed involved. So all these years later, she had taken every penny of her savings at that point, which was $5,000, put it in the investment club. And so she went to Mr. Dean and said, I'm going to need to relocate my family. So I need my bunny back. And he said, well, number one, you don't have money anymore. You have about 3 inches of a strip mall. And he said, but number two, why do you need your money? She explained to him what had happened to her company, that she was going to need to relocate, and told him about the opportunities that she had. And he said, Pam, if all these other people believe in you so much, why don't you believe in yourself enough to start your own? She said, well, I know and love our customers. I know this industry, but I don't have any business background and really no money. Obviously, I'm here talking to you.
Sure.
And he said, I do have a passion for investing and entrepreneurs, and I do know about business.
Right.
So let's see what we can do.
So they partnered.
They partnered.
Okay.
And he gave her the opportunity over the years to buy 51% of the company. And we were able to grow. And just before Mr. Dean passed away, he gave my sisters and I the opportunity to be able to buy his shares.
That is amazing.
I know. It's been a wonderful opportunity for our family and to build this family business over the... Actually, we're 36 years old.
36 years old. Wow.
Last
congratulations.
Week.
Yep. That is so exciting. Well, as I'm thinking, there's just so much packed in that little story that you just told. Number one, he saw something in your mom. He believed in your mom, right? And he spoke that into her. You know, they say, you know, you have to see it to be it. And so he helped her see it, you know, that she could be the one to start her own business. So he obviously believed in her, or he would not have invested.
You challenged us with the question the last time we were together, Tina, you know, what is that something extra? And I had to share about my mom. And it is that she believed. She absolutely believed in her goals and believed in herself.
Mm-hmm.
And
believed in the product. She believed in what she was doing,
absolutely.
So
the customer experience that we are committed to delivering. But whenever you are not able to achieve that goal, and you are going to experience those failures along the way, return to number one, believe in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to do it and persevere. And she just had that special inspiration of you knew that she believed in you and that you were going to be able to reach our goals
together. If she did Strength Finders, belief is probably one of her top five strengths, I would imagine.
Absolutely. And so many of us, you know, that came up in the business together with her experienced that same thing.
Well, talk to us a little bit. I mean, we've already started talking about Phoenix. Tell us a little bit about what Phoenix does, Linda, for the listening audience that doesn't know.
Phoenix Textile Corporation, we're a supplier of institutional linen. So we supply linen, we supply apparel, uniforms, and the patient apparel. And then about a third of our business is design for healthcare. Again, all strictly focused on healthcare, both acute and non-acute care communities nationwide.
That's wonderful.
We have a division that works with the government, both federal and state government, again, strictly focused on healthcare. So that has been our privilege, really, to be able to serve our heroes through serving them in their healthcare institutions across the country.
I think I'd even read something about that you guys did. And what was that program called? You institutionalize a program for our veterans.
We have, but what you may have read about, because this is just something that is literally brand new. In fact, I was just sharing sharing it in our company town hall meeting this morning, but we have had group at Phoenix, strictly employee-led, called It's Our Community, and they have chosen to support Treat the Troops. So we have been sending homemade cookies to our troops serving, yes, for over 10 years, month in, month out. And so just last week, we shipped 11 boxes of homemade cookies and Slim Jims and flip-flops and all kinds of things to our troops. And we encourage people to send us the names of their active duty troops, loved ones that are serving. We love to be able to reach out and show our appreciation, you know,
and gratitude. We'll talk about that and how they can connect with you on that at the end of the show, because there may be people out there that would love to have a care package sent to their loved ones.
And be part of treating the troops. They do. And we have many of our outside reps, too, just send a donation just to pay for the postage, you know, to send the boxes. But we have done a number of programs as well. In fact, we just created one that's very, very exciting to me. Our national sales manager with our PGS team, Phoenix Government Services, had been working on a new cubicle curtain. So the cubicle curtains, you know, hang between the beds in hospitals. And they had been working with the VA on a new fabric that represented their mission. Pam was so passionate. Pam McCarthy, our sales manager, she works with Gene Rogers, my brother-in-law, who is the COO of our Phoenix Government Services team. They were working to find something that would support the environment of healing that the VA is creating. So their mission of iCare, which, you know, is reaching out to creating this healing space, Pam had read about a lot of the research they were doing on the effect of environment on healing.
Healing?
Yes.
Really?
Whether the troops were coming back being impacted by post-traumatic stress disorder, whether that was another element of their healing. She wanted to be part of that healing environment. And so they made all the design selections for this new fabric, put all of that research into the fabric, and we just had our first order for it this week.
That is phenomenal.
Yes, so I was so excited.
Now I want to see this curtain.
I know, it's beautiful.
I want to see the curtain.
It is beautiful.
That is wonderful.
Our designers work with the team at the VA, and it is a beautiful fabric.
Well, I am so...
Each of these small elements, our caregivers are so amazing, and they create these clean, safe, beautiful healing spaces to be able to provide treatment and care. And it is both an art and a science.
Mm-hmm.
I just love what the healthcare designers are doing.
I'm so glad that you guys are doing that. I have so much respect for our service men and women. My dad was a Marine. My father-in-law was a sergeant in the Army. My husband's uncle was a Green Beret. I mean, we didn't go into the military, but we've got a lot of family that did.
And
I'm just so appreciative of our service men and women. We would not have the life that we have today if it weren't for their sacrifice.
Absolutely.
So anything we
can
do.
We are appreciative to be the smallest part.
Let's move on a little bit to you became the president of Phoenix. And what I love about this is you decided to go back and get your EMBA, your executive MBA from WashU. Talk to us a little bit about that journey. And I know, Linda, in talking to you, at first you were like, I'm not sure that this is really for a company our size. But can you talk about that program? I've just always heard just amazing things about the EMBA program at WashU.
Oh, my gosh. Olin is just an amazing environment for and very supportive of small business as well as our largest corporate offices, you know, here, really nationwide and globally. Here I am, our small family business, relatively small. And when I transitioned into that role in 2009, as I said, my mom started her company in 83. I joined in 85, worked my way up through the, you know, entire company. So when I stepped into this role in 2009, I really felt like I was an inch wide and a mile deep. And I knew that it was important.
I know that feeling.
It was important for me to be able to take the step. I was afraid. I knew the program would be rigorous and demanding, but it was such a tremendous opportunity to have this world-class education right here in St. Louis, mm-hmm. you know, so I would be able to still lead our family business and to be able to be part of this cohort. It was heavily healthcare. Both the professors and my colleagues were so generous with their time. We were all there to grow our businesses together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to be able to solve problems. They encouraged us to bring our own challenges, our financials. We worked through them through the whole program. It was really, and has continued to be, so that I graduated in December of 2010, and they've continued to be a wonderful resource.
And you probably still keep in touch with your cohort, right?
Yes, we just met with them about their research around the design of our cubicle curtain for the VA, and just recently had the opportunity to be part of the She Suite, meet other amazing women business leaders. I got to moderate a panel and meet these amazing women business leaders, talk about their experience at Olin, you know, and how it really helped them take their career to
the next level.
The next level.
Very
Absolutely.
Good. Well, we have a lot more. I want to dig into that a little bit further. But right now, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Linda Haberstroh. Hi, everybody. I just wanted to take a second and tell you about something our team at Technology Partners can do for your business. We have spent over two decades partnering with organizations and helping them solve their IT needs from a 360-degree perspective. A huge part of how we solve those needs is by developing custom applications of all shapes and sizes. If your team is looking for software and an out-of-the-box solution just isn't right, it's time to consider how we might be able to help. Go to tpi.co/custom apps and learn more about our awesome capabilities. So, Linda, I know during this intense executive MBA program at Olin, you had a life interruption. Can you talk to us just a little bit about that?
As you know, I shared with you, I had just turned 50, back in school, you know, our growing business, it was just a young family,
crazy.
A young family at home,
right.
Three kids, our youngest two were in high school. So I had joined them every night after dinner, you know, with a laptop open doing homework. And during that time, it was around my birthday that I was ready to schedule my well woman exam. So I just real quickly looked at my calendar to see what day. I always did it around my birthday, but just to see what date I had scheduled it for the prior year.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized in the craziness of going back to school, I had missed scheduling that prior year. So I made it, didn't think anything of it. And during that well woman exam, I got the follow-up call actually on my 50th birthday that I had breast cancer. I didn't know what my reaction would be. Honestly, I didn't know if I would be afraid or angry or shocked, but it just opened up this empty waiting space. And what moved in there, which surprised me, was just this incredible sense of the Lord's nearness. I felt him so near. I had had an incident with my daughter when she was about three where, you know, I was the kind of mother that let the kids play in the yard and she'd probably eaten a pound of dirt. And, you know,
right.
So we're having to go and get her.
Exactly.
So, but we're going to find out why she's sick and getting the blood test.
Right.
And of course they couldn't draw blood. And so finally I said, we need to go up to the next level here on getting this draw. And so they said, sure, we'll go upstairs. And they put me in the big, you've seen those big high chairs where they draw
blood. Oh, yes.
They put me in, my little three-year-old, on my lap. And I had to be honest with her. I said, they are going to have to stick you again. They're going to come and get the blood drawn. She said, are you going to stay here? And I said, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt her little body relax into me. And that's how I felt.
Wow.
That's the closest way I can describe it. Mm. I knew that it was going to be a tough treatment road ahead, but I just felt the Lord's nearness.
Peace.
Every step of the way. So we, again, are so blessed here in St. Louis to have Siteman.
Such an amazing
resource.
Right.
And so I was able to
get into Siteman.
I was. And we had in St. Charles County, right there at Barnes St. Peter's. Siteman was literally halfway between my home and my office. And so I was driving down to Wash U to go to school.
Sure.
I, of course, could have accessed those resources, mm-hmm. but Siteman had made those resources available in the community. For a small business owner like me with a family, it was just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was able to, of course, I was, or I have not mentioned, but my cancer, what my breast cancer was DCIS. I was stage 3A. So that's a lumpectomy followed by chemotherapy, followed by radiation therapy. But I was able to have, I was able to work on Thursday morning, have my chemotherapy on Thursday afternoon, mm-hmm. take off Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and be back at work on Monday. Because it was right there when I was doing radiation therapy. Dr. Hall is the most amazing, caring doctor. Her leadership in radiation therapy has been transformative here in St. Louis. I was able to be right there, first appointment every morning, so I could have my radiation therapy and go to work. The drugs that other women have trialed was such an important part of my wellness. So I wanted to be part of a drug trial so that research could benefit other women.
Other women.
And so, in fact, that's how we actually met the first time, because I'm so fortunate to be able to serve as the chair of the foundation board.
You are
board.
The chair of the foundation board for Progress West, which
yes,
is where our daughter Allie volunteers.
And so that's how we
sure,
met the first
right.
time.
That's right.
But I was so blessed to be able to have that caring professional treatment at Siteman. I knew I wanted to remain involved.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're on a mission now, aren't you, Linda? And you and I have talked about this, and women especially, I believe, we are trying to take care of our family. We're trying to take care of what we're doing at the office. We're trying to take care of out in the community, and sometimes we come last. But you would tell women, our listening audience, for the women out there, take care of yourself. Put your own mask on first, right?
It is the most loving thing that you can do. It is one of the best gifts that you can give your colleagues at work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are very committed to workplace wellness at
yes.
Phoenix, because you spend so many hours at work. Anything you can do to mm-hmm. encourage. Our director of HR, Kevin Call, a few years ago had a walk to Busch Stadium. So we counted our steps and we all tried to walk to Busch Stadium by opening day
from
O'Fallon, Missouri.
From O'Fallon.
You know,
oh my goodness.
So, one time we had Planksgiving, so they would come on the intercom through the whole month of November, and we'd do a few more seconds of
planking.
Until
so
Thanksgiving
funny.
Day. But anything that can make it fun, leverage the power, as I always preach, Peloton performance.
Yes, let's get into that.
But that increases wellness as
yes.
well, because you're encouraged by your colleagues. And
mm-hmm.
so that that Peloton performance is what pushes performance in every area.
Well, you have told me everything at Phoenix is about birds.
We are. We're the bird analogy
everything.
Happy.
Just,
we love our Phoenix
love
bird.
Right, which your mom chose,
absolutely.
Right? She chose the name of the company as Phoenix.
It's the symbol of Atlanta.
Right.
Of
mm-hmm.
course, rising from the ashes, better and stronger than before.
Mm-hmm.
It exemplifies our commitments. That is the one thing about our business that has not changed. We're a company of integrity. We're customer focused. We deliver on the bottom line. We value the individual, and we have fun along the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's emblemized in our Phoenix bird. So, of course, our company newsletter is the bird's words. A little bird told me we have. But
I
we talk a
that.
Lot about Peloton performance.
Right.
And to me, it is such a powerful symbol.
So talk to us about that, because when you first told me that, I'm thinking the bike, the stationary
and of
bike.
Of course, I take it to the bike as well. But,
yes.
You know, we are very passionate about our Pedal the Cause team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cancer is gross
mm-hmm.
out in St. Charles County. But when you look up in that fall sky and you see a peloton of migrating birds, they have that power because they are traveling in a peloton.
Mm-hmm.
And that wonderful African proverb, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And it is so true. When
mm-hmm.
you look at what these each individually, tiny birds are able to accomplish and the distances that,
they're able to go
with the power and the speed that they're able to accomplish it. That's been our history at Phoenix. Mm-hmm. Over and over again, we love to recognize Peloton performers. I kind of joke sometimes, I say we're a Jenga. Because we all fit together in a way that creates success. And the whole goal is to create that customer experience that exemplifies our commitments. But it is Peloton performance that makes
Peloton
it happen.
Performance. I love that.
And so you need that person ahead of you, the person on your right shoulder, and the person on your left shoulder. You need to be that same important part of their success.
Every role is important. Isn't it, Linda? Every role and everyone in their role doing that role with excellence
Absolutely.
Is what makes it happen. And the other thing I think about that, it is a very organized. You do need organization. You can't just be chaotic and shoot from the hip. I mean, it is a very organized formation.
Absolutely.
Right?
And
so,
you are in a very specific position. Like you mentioned biking. We love to support the research at Siteman, both for Siteman and for St. Louis Children's Hospital through our Pedal the Cause team, Cancer is Gross. And we're always looking for riders. So if there's any riders out there in St. Charles County.
They could join you.
Yep, they can join us on our Pedal the Cause team. We will welcome them. We have a lot of our young folks that do these great training rides all through the summer to get ready for the ride in the fall. Serious bikers, when you're following the Tour de France, you hear about how everybody playing their role is what wins each stage. That yellow jersey is truly won by the team because each person has done their role at the right stage at the right time with power. And that power comes from knowing your role and being able to count on the others in your peloton to be able to fulfill their role.
There's just so much great wisdom packed in there. I love it. I love it. And your mom was just amazing to pick that name because you guys have certainly leveraged that in everything.
It's inspiring to
right?
us.
It's very inspiring. Linda, this is something extra. So let's talk about what is, and I know you've already shared with me with your mom, her something extra, being belief, positivity. But are there other something extras that you believe that leaders really need to be great leaders?
I firmly believe that it needs to be their own something extra. It is very easy, you know, with so much great teaching out there about how to be a great leader. The next business book that comes out, the next program that we want to institute. And I think particularly as women, sometimes if there are not other strong women leaders near in your field, perhaps all the other leaders that you've been familiar with might have been male. They might have approached either your industry or your work or your profession in a way that would be very different than how you would approach it. And sometimes people don't feel comfortable enough really being themselves and doing it truly their way with their something extra. And I just try to encourage women to double down on being yourself.
And be the best version of you. That's
Absolutely.
What I always say. You're the only
of a pale version of someone else. It is incredibly important that no one silence their gift because they feel like their something extra isn't needed in the Peloton. It is.
It is.
It
right.
is vitally important, particularly as leaders work together. Leaders need to be able to feel strong enough to be able to know and use their gifts in the group.
Right. So, Linda, is there anything coming up that you want to tell our listeners about? And if so, how can they plug in to what you're doing?
Well, because we had the opportunity to talk about the Peloton, I would always love people, if they love to bike or spin, or volunteer for a great cause and want to get involved with Pedal the Cause, just go to Pedal the Cause St. Louis. It's so easy to sign up. And we would welcome anyone to join our team, which is Cancer is Gross.
Cancer is gross.
Okay. Our leader is Chuck Gross.
Okay.
And we started our team, Cancer is Gross. I believe this is 10 years. This is 10 years. And
Wonderful. So
just go to Pedal the Cause St. Louis. You're welcome to join our team. Just look up Team Cancer is Gross, and we would love to have you join us. But if you live in a different part of the city, you will be welcome on a team or as a volunteer. We want cancer to be something that people read about in history books.
Absolutely.
And to support the incredible research
and
excitement in St. Louis Children's Hospitals. It will be a legacy that we will be so proud of. So join our Peloton.
There you go.
And thanks so much for being able to share about Phoenix Textile, our passion for Peloton performance. We appreciate it.
Well, Linda, it's been a pleasure. It's been so much fun. So thank you so much, and we will see you next time.
Our show today is executive produced by Brian Muncy. Our technical producer is Daniel Williams. Something Extra with Lisa Nichols is a Technology Partners production. Copyright Technology Partners, Inc., 2019. For show notes or to reach out to Lisa, visit tpi.co/podcast. Don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever you listen.